There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Taxes are complicated. Choosing a tax professional shouldn't be. A CPA, a certified public accountant, has the education, credentials, and experience which makes them uniquely qualified to serve you during tax season and year-round with financial advice to help your business grow. Choose wisely. Choose a CPA. To find a CPA in your area, visit icpas.org. Brought to you by the Illinois CPA Society.
White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves return to Allstate Arena on Wednesday versus Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. The Blackhawks skate at the Jets tonight. Now, the Hawks are 0-3 this year against Winnipeg. They've been outscored 10-3, 0-6 in those three games on the power play. Corey Crawford starts in net. Dan Carcillo will play. Joakim Nordstrom will not. Christopher Stieg could be back as early as next week. The Bulls look to end a three-game losing streak tomorrow when they play at New Orleans. Now, the Bulls trail the Cavs by half a game in the Central. Cleveland has won 12 games in a row. Bears hired Stan Drayton as a running backs coach from The Ohio State University. And here's some info on what the NFL wants from the city of Chicago for hosting the NFL draft. They want free parking at draft venues for NFL big shots. They want Congress Parkway closed between Michigan and Wabash for 3 weeks. That's correct. Congress Parkway between Michigan and Wabash closed for 3 weeks. The draft begins April 30th at Roosevelt University's Auditorium Theater. The Cubs avoid arbitration with Pedro Strop with a $2.2 million deal for 2015. And PGA play, it's the Farmers Insurance Open second round action at Torrey Pines. And top of your leaderboard right now is Harris English. He's 9-under, 5-under today through 15, 9-under for the tournament. Has a one-shot lead on Johnny Vegas and Nick Thompson. Join the Score and Keith Van Horn live from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, the 14th of February. From the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show, stop by and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas like the all-new Corolla, the all-new Camry, and the all-new Toyota Highlander. Brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Boars and Bernstein.
Fun is winning, winning is fun.
Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It's time now for Ask Us Anything, where you get to ask us anything, which is why we call it Ask Us Anything.
Ask Us Anything.
That's what we're doing. Friday Fun, Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's your unique opportunity to ask us anything.
All right, let's start. We got full phones, and we'll just dive right in. Let's start with Bart and Zion on the Score.
Hey, guys. I just had a quick question for Terry. You piqued my interest a couple months ago or a year ago when you talked about Golden Moose Cholak and pro wrestling. Were you a pro wrestling manager, or was that a fever dream I had?
No, I was. Yeah.
Okay, and I guess the second part to that question, did you have a gimmick that you would carry to the ring, like Freddie Blassie had a cane? Did you bop anybody on the head with anything?
No, I did not. No, I only did a couple times. It was my buddy from high school, and the first time we did it, we damn near got killed in Beloit because somebody threw sugar in our gas tank and we practically had to walk back. So, it was not a joy to do, and they were mad at me. They felt he kicked a pregnant woman, which he did not. A pregnant woman did come to the side of the ring, and he made a motion toward it, but he did not kick her. And that infuriated the idiots in Beloit. And I'm standing there going, oh, my God, I don't know this guy. I don't know this guy, but that's what he did. And that, after that, we did it one more time, and I'd had about enough because I valued my life. Have you ever seen a wrestling crowd? Have you seen a wrestling crowd? You been to a wrestling event at all when you were a kid?
Never.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, it's not one you really want on the, to be on the wrong side of if you're not prepared for it.
Got it. Jeff in West Chicago is on the score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey.
Terry, I was a big fan when you wrote your columns, and you got a quirky sense of humor and a great storyteller, and you've been hinting for a long time that you're writing a book. Are you, in fact, going to write a book?
Yes. In fact, I am. Yes, I am.
And absolutely you have correct. A title for it.
I do not.
How about Searching for Dan Issel's Nuggets?
All right. Yeah, I will. I will let you know. You know, you will know about it when it's there.
Dave in Huntley, welcome to WSCR. Ask us anything.
Hey, Dan and Terry. My question's for you, Dan.
Yes.
Seeing as you have a background in calling baseball games and you have a pretty good knowledge of the game of baseball, were the White Sox to call you and say, Hawk Harrelson's job is up, and we would like you to fill it.
No.
Is there any way?
No, never happened? No, not interested, not interested. Thank you, but no.
Not you're too much fun with Terry?
Non-starter. No, it's just I'm
it's no fun with me.
It's just I don't want to travel.
That's a lot of travel. That's a lot of work.
You'd be great at it.
Television's different from radio. I would be much more intrigued maybe later, once my kids are out of the house. The idea of doing more play-by-play that involves some travel, but really my heart when it comes to play-by-play is in radio, is in describing the scene and trying to be efficient and clever and vivid with words to paint a picture instead of just sort of filling in around the edges. It's a different art. I'm not trying to demean or denigrate the job of television play-by-play people. It's just a completely different job, and I've done it. It just isn't anywhere near as fulfilling for me as radio play-by-play.
What if it's radio play-by-play you're offered?
Maybe for some, you know, especially if it were like, you know, the Bulls or something like that. Mm-hmm. If it were something like that, where I could do an NBA regional game or a national game or something like that after the kids are out of the house.
After they're gone.
Yeah, after the kids are gone.
See, I traveled while they were little, which actually, you know, while you missed them and they felt awful about it most of the time, wasn't a bad idea.
Actually, maybe when they're both teenagers, I'm going to rethink that answer.
Yeah, I promise you will rethink your position.
I will say, having one teenager, I'm now trying to imagine having another one, and I'm thinking I might want the opportunity to rethink that.
It's nice to be in the position where you don't have to make up your mind on that, because we do okay here. See, I wasn't, though. I didn't have a lot of choice. If I wanted to do anything in my life, I had to.
Yeah, I lived the play-by-play minor league life, which when you're in your early 20s is just the best. It's the damn best. West Side Mike is on the score.
Hey, let me ask y'all something. Since LOV coming up, let me ask you, what y'all going to do for y'all wife for Valentine's Day? Both of y'all.
Nothing. To be honest, we're too old for that.
Yeah, we don't. You know, Mike, I don't, I guess I don't know when's the last time I did it. And I work for people who send things, and those are always here if you want them. And she likes those. But there's really nothing. We sort of discuss these things.
Yeah, and we are.
Adult conversations about these things.
We also, we sort of want to treat each other every day, like every day is Valentine's Day. And we don't really look at this as any time to say, oh, we have to be especially nice or loving to each other. And the fact that it's different now that she has her own successful business. It's not like if she wants something, she wants to get a present for herself, she gets it.
Plus, I've been married since Cochise was alive.
Right. Also a big Cub fan, by the way. Oddly enough. Yeah, so it's not like I don't get her a lot of presents because she knows what she wants. If it's something she likes, she gets it. And she's horrible at getting me presents, so I tell her not to. She's just bad at it.
Yeah, so I guess that makes us both unromantic idiots. But
no,
that,
it just have, bring a little romance to the relationship every day.
Yeah, that's correct.
In Orland Park, Ray, you're on the score.
Hey, Dan and Terry, question for both of you. Other than Joe Paterno, Penn State supporters, what in sports drives you the most mad, crazy, I want to kill people?
No, I mean, I don't know. It's every day. It's something else for me.
You name it.
It depends on the day.
You name it,
And 5 hours after a show, you could probably sit there with a notepad and write that all down. That's kind of what we do. Zach in Naperville, you're on the score. We're going to get back to
droning.
Zach after gets his car out of the reservoir.
drumming the reservoir. He's drumming the reservoir.
But his question was, how do you survive after your car crashes in a reservoir?
Help! I don't know.
How do I get out of my car?
Well, apparently you don't.
In Hanover Park, Charlie, ask us anything on the score.
Hey, guys, this question is for both of you. Have you ever been offered the chance to have the show simulcast on television? If so, why did you turn it down? If you haven't been offered the opportunity, and for some reason a television station wanted your faces on their air for 4 hours a day, would you do it?
Well, it's five, and I would prefer not.
No.
No, I would only do it because when they installed the cameras here for the midday show, I thought, oh, God, no, I don't want to do this because, you know, I want to have my hands in my pants and pick my nose and not care what I look like. And it's radio. It's not television.
That's sort of our motto.
I mean, if they...
Hands in pants, pick a nose, don't care about what we look like.
Spilling things on myself and clipping my nails or whatever I'm doing,
we don't,
you know?
There's not much what you call dressed up like a grown-up.
Don't want to.
No, not interested in it. And, you know, to be honest with you, I don't think, you know, it doesn't do that much for the show, if anything.
Right. If they came to me, the way it works here is if they came to me and said, look, we sold a video cast of your show. It's making X amount of dollars. Here's what it's going to be. If there's something in my contract that would allow me a chunk of that money, I'm not going to throw a hissy fit and turn it down.
No.
And if there is something in my contract that doesn't allow me a chunk of that money and I'm out of luck, I'm probably not going to turn it down because my rule is I would never say no to something that helps CBS make money.
Correct. I would, and I would just leave the no be you.
Well, at least you're honest.
I'm honest.
Ben in Antioch, you're on WSCR.
Hey guys, I love the Beckman interview as it was an opportunity to hear you go directly after one of your favorite targets. And it made me long to hear you talk to Franco Harris, Jay Paterno, or Lance Armstrong. My question is, what is the most confrontational interview you ever conducted, and what do you remember most about it?
Probably Steve Alford, right?
Yeah, Steve Alford. You went after Steve Alford. I didn't... And he was not prepared for it. And although, you know, he did the same thing at the media thing this year. Or when was it that he was acting the same way? He was like, what are you talking about? Why are you asking me that? That's not why I'm here. Remember that part of it?
Yeah, there was the Brian Baldinger interview we did when we were challenging him on something stupid he said on an NFL broadcast about how the Bears can't fire Dick Geron, and he got all mad. Usually, but the confrontations like that, well, some people like that. It doesn't always make for compelling radio. It doesn't always or often result in anything.
Yeah,
concrete.
And you know, you can sit every day, and I could call Matt and burden him with some guest list that is impossible, and a lot of them would be those kind of. You're never gonna, you know, that's never gonna happen.
Southside Solon is on the score.
Hey,
tell he's talking about.
I don't either, but let's dump that because I'm not quite sure what he said.
I'm not.
I didn't really understand it.
Okay, as long as you didn't understand, because I don't know what he was talking about. Okay, well,
yeah.
Not the first time, but I really have no idea what he was saying. Something, I don't know what he's just saying.
Tim in Lakeview is next. Ask us anything on the score.
Oh?
Go ahead.
Question for both of you. Would you rather have 5 foot arm or 5 foot leg, like lengthwise, and why?
Paul in Kankakee, you're on the score.
This question is for Dan. Yes. What frozen pizza is the best, and what toppings would you put on it?
For the moment, because they are a proud sponsor of this show and the station.
Easy answer.
The answer is Home Run In Pizza in all of its delicious varieties. Mm-hmm.
Anything on it.
Next is Beard on the score.
Hey, guys. Dan, this is mostly directed at you since you're the fan of hip-hop. Who do you think is better, Cypress Hill or West Side Connection?
I know a couple of Cypress Hill songs. I've never heard of West Side Connection.
Okay.
That's Mike to us.
Yeah, that's a little too recent for my tastes that pretty much were between 1987 and 1993 with a couple of exceptions thrown in there.
Yeah, you know most of it, though. You know all of it.
Yeah,
you
I mean,
know
Cypress Hill was
whatever era of music, and I really don't. Although I am looking forward to the Grammys.
Where are they?
Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, it should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jack. He's on the score. He's going to ask us something.
Hi, guys. Terry, you used to have a joke years ago. I remember hearing you telling it. I can't remember. It's about Brigham Young. Would you please recite it for me? I'm going to hang up and listen.
That's not exactly my joke, is it?
Which joke?
I don't.
Listen, I don't care how you Brigham. Just yeah, Brigham
just,
Young.
Yeah, just Brigham Young. Yeah, I don't.
Well, that's it, is that what he's talking about?
He asked the question. That's it.
Danny's booing for.
Stop booing me.
In West Lafayette, here's Neil on Friday Fung on the score.
Hey, guys. Dan, I like listening to all your statistical breakdowns, but what do you think is the most overrated stat in sports?
Pitcher wins.
Pitcher wins. Is it? I thought so. I mean, I hear you talk about that, and I was thinking to myself, I mean, it's got to be it, because it seems like mainstream media always wants to put wins out there, and it seems like that's really overdone.
I'd say RBIs and pitcher wins. Larry in Itasca, you're on the score.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. Dan, this question is for you. I mean, it's safe to say that, Dan, you get a little, for lack of a better term, impatient with some callers.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm getting
you have
it
a
now.
Tendency of going off. Yes. Have you ever been called behind closed doors with management and, hey, Dan, you got to, take it easy a little
oh,
bit?
Oh, yeah, Mitch beat him with a switch
Larry,
the other day.
Not once.
No, they don't.
They don't care.
We got called once. We had nothing to do with that. We had one incident in almost 16 years of doing this. One time.
Was that when that guy was going to sue us?
Correct.
Yeah, even though it was bluffing.
True.
He was looking for what we said was true.
True.
And he backed off because truth is a defense.
True.
I'm going to sue these idiots. Okay,
well,
go ahead. Go ahead is what we
the
said.
The sick monkey's waiting for you.
Here's
dude.
The deal with stuff like that. The only time management is going to have an issue is if we're failing to make money for CBS.
Yes. If that happens, then they do beat
it's
you
all,
with a switch.
It's all they care about.
Right.
From they don't say a word. The light goes on, we talk. The mm-hmm. light goes off, we stop talking.
Yep.
The only time they've got an issue is if a giant publicly traded media corporation has a hiccup on one of their spreadsheets that says, "Where's the money?"
Right.
That's
what are
all.
These,
that's,
what are these idiots doing in the afternoon?
Right.
What
that's all they care about.
Or if you guys put the license in danger.
Put the license in danger, right?
Yeah.
Or somebody sues us or something like that, right? But if somebody
my license has been in danger many times.
Usually it is just it's an accountant in New York or it's somebody looking over data and it's all data driven. And the only time they're really going to have that kind of concern is if they look at that and say, "Well, wait a second, why is this number smaller than it was before?"
Yeah, you have to understand something that I know that people out there. I've had this hinted at me before and asked. Other times about this notion that somehow when you go off on callers, well, I've been, I did it for so many years. I'm tired of doing it. So you can go ahead.
Oh, I like it.
Not even back then when it was Gleason who micromanaged everything, who didn't like much of anything. A lot of times don't talk hockey, please. And this is good luck.
I remember.
He
told me. Remember that day he said, "I don't care what Gleason says. You're booking Eric Weinrich."
Right. That's correct. I mean, but never about anything to do with a caller. And certainly Mitch Rosen is not, again, it's not something that, oh boy, he went off again. Let's have another talk.
He's too busy.
Yeah, that's right. He's got way more things to do than worry about that. And nobody does. Rod has never said a word to me in all of our conversations. He's never once said to me, "And by the way, I mean, but he fired Bob Costas."
I still don't think Rod even knows what.
He does. Yeah, he listens on the way home. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Boers and Bernstein, you're asking us anything. We'll do more of it. Keep it here. You got the score.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
Blackhawks coverage on the score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. The media is billing it as the rematch. The 3-year-old champion, California Chrome, going up against the 2-year-old champ, Shared Belief, a horse that my wife, Janet, and I own in a partnership. They're talking about a rematch from the Breeders' Cup Classic. Problem is, Chrome finished third in that race. Shared Belief finished fourth, and the winner, Byron, who smashed into Shared Belief out of the gate, is not here, so it's not a rematch. But there certainly are some rivalries. A friendly one between Team Chrome and Team Shared Belief, and a less friendly one between Bob Baffert and, well, pretty much everybody. No Byron, but it is still an amazing race, and it's something that this sport needs. Here's to clean trips, safe travels, no controversy, and may the best horse win it, and no excuses once it's over. Let's get ready to rumble, and we'll see you all at the races Saturday at Santa Anita Park. I'm Jim Rome.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all-natural USDA-certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
It's time to do our taxes. Boo! Which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1414. 1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ask us anything.
That's what we're doing Friday Funk on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boers and Bernstein. This one never lets us down. Some do.
It's pretty good.
Yep, this doesn't.
It's our old buddy Tom in Dubuque who's next on The Score. Hey, Tom.
My guys.
Tom.
Terry, I want to ask you, and Dan, the only reason I'm not asking you is because you were on vacation the week it happened.
Okay.
But Terry, do you know the story behind Teddy Chin Nuts? And if you don't, I can explain. I can tell you the story.
I don't.
And it's not ask you anything, Tom.
Yeah, I don't recall you.
No, but it was, Dan, you were on vacation the week. It was about 10 years ago, and Matt was filling in for you, and I think it was, you guys might have still had secondhand news, but in the news, somebody had sculpted a bust of Ted Williams, and underneath his chin, they put a couple of baseballs, sculpted in a couple of baseballs on each side, and for some reason, they painted the baseballs red, and from that moment on, Terry said, well, that's Teddy Chin Nuts. He's got chin nuts, and I think this all happened around the same time as the famous Nomar Garcia Parra bursting red crotch dots incident. That was all like in that same time frame, about 10 years ago.
Okay. Thanks, all right, Tom.
You know, Tom, I'm sorry to say that, thank you for the call, but my memory just sucks. I mean, it just...
Ask Tom anything.
Will you stop calling him? No, it's our buddy.
In Westmont, here's Steve. Ask us anything, Steve. You're on The Score.
Hello.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. Wanted to ask you guys about your reaction to the White Sox World Series. And where I'm coming from is I moved to Milwaukee from the South Side in 07, and I'd never really listened to you guys before. You've talked about not being fans once you became reporters. Was just wondering, did the World Series mean a lot to you, and what was the show like the day after they won?
I cried when they won. And it was a brief moment, and then I snapped back to being myself, but I couldn't. It was a completely unexpected reaction. But just purely emotionally, I actually shed tears because I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. And after all those years of being a fan, you can't
yeah,
like
he was
not.
A fan. See, as a kid, I was not. So I mean, I did not have that reaction. I had a positive reaction to it. Obviously, Chicago team wins something, especially something like that, and it was amazing. It's an amazing run by the White Sox. Do you realize what they did? I mean, it's hard not to be excited or impressed by what they did.
It was one of the great postseasons ever.
No, but ever.
It meant a lot to me as a fan, more than I thought it would, because I didn't really admit to myself that you can't undo all those years of sitting in the old park and of caring about all those bum-ass players and investing all that, and then like having it try to pretend that it didn't mean anything because it did. And the show the next day, remind me, didn't we have just a bunch of parade of half drunken people on?
Yes.
Just excited. Correct. And we had a great time with Scotty Pods talking about his home
run.
Yes, we
did. Yes, we did.
It was everybody. Yeah, it was terrific. A lot of that was kind of a blur, but it was it was fun.
Yep.
In Bensonville, Nick is on the score.
Hey guys, I wanted to ask both of you something separate. I wanted to ask Dan what you think of Star Wars Episode 7 and if you're excited to see it. And Terry, I wanted to ask you what you think of the current season of Justified and if they're going to kill Boyd by the end of it.
All right, Terry, you first.
Yes. Yes, we are.
But you like the current season?
Yeah, well, I love the current season. And yes, this will be the end of our guy. Boyd Crowder. Yes, it will be.
As far as Star Wars Episode 7, I am... how would I describe it? I guess
lukewarm?
I'm pessimistic, but I hope I'm wrong. Just because the other three, I mean, the Phantom Menace was just such a kick in the crotch. It was just so bad. And the other two redeemed it a little bit, but I know I'll never get that magic back of what the first three were. The first two, more than anything else, just being at that age. But for my kids to enjoy a elderly Han Solo or something like that, I mean, I will enjoy seeing it through my kids' eyes more than I will my own. But I don't know if it's going to be any good or not. Want to do a few more?
Yeah, let's do a few more. Okay. Sure.
Scoreboard update.
I'll talk to you later, Barry.
Okay, bye, man.
All right, from the Chicago Wolves update. Hey, turn the lights off. Gosh darn it. From
why do you sit there with the lights off?
I don't have them off. I just have it's dim.
It's dimmed.
Like we do, okay. Because Barry was flipping them on like you're doing surgery in there.
No, I just want them like this. Right. Now the mood is off.
The mood's ruined now. Darn it. I need my 50 Shades of Grey Bear. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves return to Allstate Arena on Wednesday versus Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. The Blackhawks skate tonight at the Jets. Hawks are 0-3 this year against Winnipeg. They've been outscored 10-3, 0-6 on the power play. Corey Crawford starts in net. Dan Carcillo plays. Joakim Nordstrom does not. Chris Versteeg could be back as early as next week. The Bulls look to end a three-game losing streak tomorrow when they play at New Orleans. They trail the Cavs by half a game in the Central. Cleveland's won 12 games in a row. The Bears hired Stan Drayton as their running backs coach. He comes from The Ohio State University. Here's some info on what the NFL wants from the city for hosting the draft. The free parking at draft venues for the NFL Big Shots. Congress Parkway closed between Michigan and Wabash for 3 weeks. The draft begins April 30th at Roosevelt University's Auditorium Theater. The Cubs avoid arbitration with Pedro Strop with a $2.2 million deal for 2015. PGA second round action of the Farmers Insurance Open. Your leader is Harris English. He is 10 under for the tournament, 6 under today through 17. Has a 2-shot lead on Nick Watney, Johnny Vegas, and Nick Thompson. You could win $1,000 in free gasoline from Exxon and Mobil just by telling them what fuels you and getting your friends to vote for your entry. It's Exxon and Mobil What Fuels You contest. Rules and details at Exxon.com and Mobil.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
All right, we're still doing Ask Us Anything Friday Fun because we enjoy it.
Fabio is calling from his car. He is on The Score.
Hey, guys. Great show. Love this. I was wondering if you could rehash the details of your best fight you ever had with Murph.
That's for you, Terry.
Read the book.
it'll be in the book?
It's in the book, yeah. Got 11 chapters done. Believe me, he's in it.
Yeah, but you weren't there the day of the best one.
When he was waiting for me?
When he finally mustered up the gumption to confront you directly after all the passive-aggressive BS for all those years.
And you understand that this started, and I never did anything to him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's waiting, and he's actually sitting in the on-air studio as we're starting the show.
You're sitting there, and I'm home. Yep.
And he didn't realize you were at home.
Yep. and he's sitting there.
Just the look on his face, and then he hears your disembodied voice, and he gets so mad, and he doesn't know what to do, and he goes running, and he runs out of the studio, and he starts kicking over garbage cans, and he finally left.
I'm going to bust Murph's balls today.
It was hysterical. Skokie, it's Zach, and he's on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. My question is centered around James Shields. I was watching MLB Network last night, and they seem to think that Epstein is really trying to get Shields to the Cubs, and that was kind of news to me.
Ask us anything?
Yeah. And I was kind of wondering what you guys thought, if you had heard anything.
Yeah, they're interested. They're interested. They are.
Yeah, we covered it before. Yeah, that's really not.
That's really not appropriate for the segment.
Yeah, you could do that in about 10 minutes.
In Mount Greenwood, this is Pat. He's on WSCR.
Who wouldn't be interested in James Shields? Anyway, between the two of you, can you transcribe your worst Cubs and or worst Sox interview? And to keep it interesting, let's say since 2000.
Transcribe it? You mean like write it down?
No. All right, we'll just give the, you know, the loose general details of it.
Worst Cubs or Sox interview?
Well, we had the one Cub who didn't speak English. That didn't work well.
Jackson Melion, yes. Jackson Melion, yes. We had him on and he couldn't speak English.
He couldn't speak English, so that did not go well.
Thank you.
That did not go
well.
That
was Juan Uribe.
That did not go well. No. There's a lot of them that didn't go well. I mean, we're not, you know... sometimes what you see is sort of what you get. Every once in a while you get a spark here, but our best interviews are basically with people out of the game, maybe former players. I like a lot of former players we talk to.
Yeah, it's you know that's really the thing. And if you want to tell the truth about this business, athletes don't have a whole lot to say.
They don't. No.
And most of them aren't really good at talking. And when you find one who is, it's great.
It's gold.
But there are people who are much better at talking. And given the opportunity to talk to an athlete or talk to somebody else who actually sounds better and can be more interesting, you choose the latter.
Yeah.
Northside and Dave on WSCR.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, I was just wondering, is there a personal story or a reason why you got involved with One Step at a Time?
Not really. The story was that a family friend, a friend of my wife's actually, was for a time a longtime counselor at the One Step at a Time camp, and was for a time on what they had then was the junior board, and they started a very small poker tournament and asked me to MC. And I enjoyed it, and it became a bigger poker tournament, and I started making some friendships with some of the people involved and really got to understand the organization and what they meant and got to go up to camp and got to see the kids and hear personal stories and see what was going on. And a lot of it was just the success of the poker tournament and what the Boers and Bernstein listeners had done to help the organization. And when they invited me to be on the board of directors, I said, sure. And have been, and we'll look forward to doing that until my term is up and keeping involved with the organization till long after that. So it was there. And the fact is that, truth be told, whether it was beforehand or after the fact, I will tell you, cancer touches every family. Everyone.
Yeah.
Maybe it hasn't yet, but it will. There is no escaping it. It's a part of all of our lives. Directly connected one way or another. It touches everyone, and I am no different.
Mm-hmm.
In Roselle, Tom is on the score.
Hi, guys. Although it's been many a year, years, how much would you credit Jay Hood for the way the show sounds now, or is that just in the past, and do you ever still talk to him other than the Wink Wink anniversary shows?
Well, we haven't talked to him. Look, we do correspond once in a while, Jay and I still like him very much, and he was really good for the show. We've had a lot of producers over the years, really good for the show. Jason Goff, pretty good for the show. All in their own way. All in their own way. Jay Hood, yeah, we still correspond. There's still notes sent to one another about stuff, as there is with Jason Goff. We saw him a couple of months ago, maybe 3 months ago, and we saw him outside. So, yeah, I mean, I think most of our producers have been great, but the guy we have now has changed the sound of this station and changed the sound of this show.
I do.
Dredge is great. I will agree with that.
I think to answer the question directly, I think out of the box, I think his... sharing an absurdist sense of humor did help. Yeah. I think when you sort of look at the wide vectors about the direction that something is going, that you don't really know when you just kind of do it. But yeah, I think the fact that he wanted to have fun with sports more than anything else mattered for the, having the guy on the board realizing, hey, that's funny, I'll use it.
Yeah,
and
he
having,
was funny.
And having that the sensibility.
And of course, I remember the trip to Jacksonville when we walked by and he was Rick Callender. And he was sitting in front of the desk reading the paper because he was not allowed to ask a question during an interview. So, I mean, Jay, really, like I say, bright guy, funny guy, and that pained me. Pained me to see that. So, I mean, all of our producers contributed something over these many years, and you know, every one of them, whether it's something they did or something they could do during the show, something they could talk about, all of them contributed something. And the guy we have now has contributed a lot too, because the show sounds different than it ever did. Everybody has their strengths. That's the beauty of it. We haven't had any two that are exactly alike. None are exactly alike.
And each has left a little bit of DNA in yes, whatever it is.
No question about it. Every one of them, I thank them, and we love them all.
One of the cool things about radio is you don't really know what the effect is going to be until sometimes you look back and see or what some contributions have been. But everybody who's been involved with this show has done something that is still, you know, I'm looking right now, I'm looking at this plastic template over the 50 button instant replay. Yeah. And this is Dan Zampillo's handwriting.
Yeah.
You know, so there's you know, there's always something tangible that connects everything.
His biggest contribution was sleeping with Matt Amatacola in Houston.
Right. Well, and he sired one of his children, actually.
Yes, he did. There they were, sharing a room and a bed. Thank you very much.
Is that it? What do you think?
I don't know. There's still people.
That's a great way to end it.
Yeah, end it on that.
Yeah, that's right. We said nice things about you, and that's the last time.
Exactly.
All right, well, that was good.
Yes.
Nice one. And
yeah,
we'll do Friday Fung again next week. We'll do Wild at Heart in honor of Valentine's Day with your stories about just how far you've gone to impress a woman or a man. Man is fine, too.
Man is fine, too.
But we can actually do some more sports talk if you like after this. 312-644-6767. You got the score.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
Molly and Hanley here. Right now you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years and now that's scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Valentine's Day easy for you. This much I can guarantee. You won't have to do the usual running around, frantically searching for the right gift at a crowded mall where confused looks are everywhere. Here's what you do. Just think Sherry's Berries and all will be fine. Unless, of course, your wife or girlfriend doesn't like a box of decadent, delicious, giant strawberries dipped in dark chocolatey goodness and topped with chocolate chips, a decorative swizzle, or chopped nuts. Did I mention that they're fresh, juicy, and unbelievably tasty? Well, now I have. What I haven't mentioned is my wife, the girls in the office just the other day, and several family members have all had them during the last couple of years and absolutely loved them. And let the record show, for what it's worth, I love them too. And the best thing is that you can get a box of these giant dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99. That's a better than 40% savings right from the get-go. One more thing. Because my listeners have been so loyal, you can double the amount of berries for just $10 more by using the code name BOERS. This is fast and easy. Just go to berries.com, that's BERRIES.com, to place your order. To get your special deal, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in my last name, BOERS. That's BOERS. One more promise. You won't be sorry.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to NewYearSweepstakes.com to enter today. That's NewYearSweepstakes.com. Don't miss out on jumpstarting your New Year's resolution.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Now it's time for 10 seconds of agony.
How could last night's commercials have been even more depressing?
A commercial following David Schuster through a rain delay at Wrigley Field, one of the years they lost 100 games.
Why would the Bears consider keeping Brandon Marshall for another year?
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
What will be the next fascinating thing to come out of Tim Beck?
If the media would stop being so negative, maybe less children would die.
Fill in the blank. With football out of the way, Terry is finally going to finish blank this weekend.
His screenplay entitled So Come, the tale of how Rick Talender became a penis.
This has been your 10 seconds of agony on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is absolutely pathetic today.
Kidding anybody with that? Boys of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I think we get that. It's sort of become, you know, a habit of being bad. Anytime you use me in there, you know you're asking for bad. But you're just asking for bad.
For whatever reason, Joe Dredge has figured out that anything involving you generates more interest and more responses.
Even though personally, I'm not interesting. That's the remarkable thing about this. Not interesting. In the least.
We've got an interesting job for that, then.
Yes. I'm not.
Hey, I just saw this. And hearing about the commercials, again, the Super Bowl commercials, I want to direct people to, and I retweeted this earlier in my timeline, a terrific, really immensely talented writer, Chris Jones, who covers theater for the Tribune. He's been a guest on the show before. He tweeted out a piece today that's going to run Sunday, I assume in the A&E section. The psychological reasons why all of the heart-tugging Super Bowl commercials didn't work. And it is fascinating. It's just, I read it twice because I had to sort of figure out what he was saying about the difference between attention and impact and engagement. And he said it was the companies have realized that they have to have an emotional connection with the viewer of a commercial. But the Super Bowl is the absolute wrong place to do it because people are paying such close attention to it. As counterintuitive as that sounds, he makes a very interesting case for why all these companies could have had much more success with these very same ads anywhere else but the Super Bowl. And it's well explained. I know that sounds weird.
Yeah.
But it makes sense when you get done with it, with what research has been done with the difference between attention and lasting connection. And they're different things related in ways psychologically that we're beginning to understand differently.
Well, I'll be interested because I just think the whole night was a bomb.
Well, the commercial-wise, it was.
Yep.
He said, I believe the analogy he used, it would be like taking all of the most powerful scenes from movies and making you watch them smash together for 5 minutes at a time. Each one's impact would be blunted.
Yeah.
And you would think about the next one differently because of the way the previous one made you feel. Mm-hmm. So I thought, oh, okay, that kind of makes sense. But you really should read it. I know it's going to be that it's already in Chris Jones's Twitter timeline if you follow him. And he's a good follow, too. Tom is in Orland Park on The Score.
Hey, guys. I had a quick question about Yoan Mankata, the middle infielder from Cuba. There's talk that he's interested in signing with teams relatively soon. But there's teams like the Cubs that have to wait until, I think it's July 1st, due to the international spending that they've done.
Right.
Why would it benefit him to sign early instead of just waiting until there's more teams that would be interested in it?
You know what? I meant to ask that question myself of somebody else, and I have not been able to do that because, Tom, I thought exactly the same thing. Why would he want to be in a pool with fewer suitors when he could wait and have more?
Like, does he think that he can start in the majors immediately? Because if he's going to be in the minors, you might as well wait it out and have more teams going for you, which raises your price.
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either.
I could make something up. I could just out of whole cloth, but I'd rather not. But I did hear Theo Epstein talk about him with Spiegs and Manley, I believe. And he you could hear him smiling as he talked about him and just saying that this guy is going to get the appropriate attention for somebody of his talents. Yoan Manuel Moncada Olivares, a infielder. He is 19. He is a switch hitter.
Well, the Cubs in Vegas have already the third shot on the board, so they don't need too much more.
To win the World Series?
Win the National League.
Oh, win the National League. Yep. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Third shot.
Wow. Here it goes again, right? Weren't we just talking about this?
Yep. Here they come. Here they come.
Here comes Chicago money. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And people love the Cubs. Love the Cubs.
I think that includes Las Vegas, too.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
I think the bettors love the Cubs, and bookmakers love the Cubs.
And remember, I read the story. They like dumb Californians.
Northside Q, welcome to the score.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
You're eating fast food. You need a chicken sandwich. What are you picking?
We're done with Ask Us Anything.
I don't care.
I generally don't. I don't crave chicken sandwiches. I don't mind the occasional McChicken. Just because it's simple and inexpensive. I won't do Chick-fil-A because of their politics, and I've actually never even set a foot in there.
Neither have I. And nothing to do with their politics. I just don't want any chicken.
You know, my favorite chicken sandwich doesn't exist anymore. Hardee's, back in the day, back in Sky Point, Rockford, State Street, Hardee's. I don't even know if the Hardee's is there anymore. Frisco grilled chicken.
Oh, I know what it. Yeah, I was I never had it, but I saw it.
Oh, I'd kill one of those and the fries dipped in ranch and a quarter pounder. But
I couldn't tell you the last time I ordered a chicken sandwich. Can you remember?
Yeah, McChicken. I'll make as part of my McDonald's order. I usually smash two of them together. But the Frisco grilled chicken was one of the great fast food items of all time. It was on grilled sourdough. It had some sort of indeterminate white cheese that might have been Monterey Jack of some kind, like the fast food version. Yeah. There was a slice of tomato and a sauce. I don't even know what the hell it was. I just know it was awesome.
That's not a craving I've ever had. I'm not a that's not ever entered into the fray.
Or members of the fray. Yeah, Boers and Bernstein. Did you see Rick Morrissey's column?
I saw it now. I indeed did.
This is, you know, we make fun of Rick a lot. We throw a lot of crap his way.
I like Rick, though.
This is a home run.
It is.
This is out of the park.
Should we share it?
Rick Morrissey.
I think we should share it.
This is standing slow golf clap, touch 'em all stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is just great. And it's about Brandon Marshall. Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's time to do our taxes. Boo! Which means it's time to get a refund. So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite team.